Facebook, Instagram ban French comedian Dieudonné for anti-Semitism. By Simon Kent on August 3, 2020. Facebook permanently banned French comedian Dieudonné on Monday, saying the convicted anti-Semite had been deleted both from its platform and Instagram for publishing content that belittled Holocaust victims. It also said some of his posts used dehumanizing terms against Jews. In line with our policy on dangerous individuals and organizations, we have permanently banned Dieudonné Mbala from Facebook and Instagram, the company said in a statement, using his full name. Banning a person permanently from our services is a decision that we always weigh carefully. But individuals and organizations that attack others on the basis of what they are do not have a place on Facebook or Instagram, it added. The French-born 54-year-old comedian, who goes by his first name Dieudonné, had his YouTube channel cut off for similar reasons in June by mother company Google. Dieudonné has a long history of antagonizing Jews and questioning the historical veracity of the Holocaust both in Europe and beyond, as Breitbart News reported. He was sentenced to 2 months in jail by a Belgian court in 2015 for racist and anti-Semitic comments he made during a show in Belgium. As Breitbart London reported, he insisted he is not anti-Semitic and made the remarks in Liege in 2012. The European Court of Human Rights has also ruled against Dieudonné in a separate case. It judged freedom of speech did not mean his performances could be racist or anti-Semitic. Dieudonné was at that time appealing against a fine he received from a French court in 2009 for inviting a Holocaust denier on stage. In March 2015, Dieudonné was found guilty by a French court of condoning terrorism and given a 2-month sentence. He took to Facebook after the Charlie Hebdo killings and insulted users of the Jesus Charlie meme by saying he identified more closely with Islamist terrorist Amadi Coulibaly, who killed 4 at the Paris kosher supermarket, than the victims. The International League Against Racism and Anti-Semitism welcomed the latest ban as a great victory, saying Dieudonné's posts have done considerable and irreparable damage among young people. The French government has tried on several occasions to shut down the shows of Dieudonné, who rails against the Zionist lobby which he claims controls the world through banking, finance and industrial cabals known only to a small circle of families. AFP contributed to this story. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.